Good morning, everyone. Matt Gertler here from Christchurch Huntingdon. Thanks, Mark, for having me on the show. We may all be thinking a lot about Ukraine at the moment. What's going on there is utterly horrific, and this will be remembered in history for years to come. So I think we need to try and not get fatigue from all the news we're hearing. I'm recording this thought a little in advance, so I don't know what's happening in that country as you're listening. But something I saw recently is the Daily Mail front page headline, "Pray for Ukraine," which is an interesting comment, as the question arises, who are they suggesting you pray to? If you don't believe in God, how can you pray? I don't think the editors of the Daily Mail would suggest that everyone believes in God. I do, in fact, believe in God and believe that he hears our prayers, so I do pray for Ukraine, and I think we all should. But pray to the God of creation, the God of the Bible, not just a being thought up by human imagination. Anyway, what I want to say this morning is about guilt. I have a Russian friend who I spoke to last week, and she was talking about how she doesn't support the war in Ukraine, but feels a strange sense of guilt because she pays taxes, and has paid taxes in the past, to the Russian government, inadvertently funding the attack by funding the military. It's a feeling that I reckon many of us have when the government we voted for does something we don't support, or friends of ours do hurtful things, or even when we look at the past in our lives and see the things we've done. None of us are guiltless. We can criticise the evil of the Russian army bombing Ukraine, but we can't sit in our glass houses and throw stones of criticism as if we're perfect and flawless. Yes, we may not be bombarding a country unprovoked, but we do have things that we've done wrong. None of us are guiltless. And the good news of the gospel is that if anyone turns back to God, their guilt is taken away. Romans 8 verse 1 says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." There's a song I love with the lyric, "Is it real? You believe you're guiltless." And those who trust in Jesus can say, "Yes, it is real. I am guiltless. Jesus has taken my guilt away." Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.